In the vast expanse of our universe, a tale unfolds, one that speaks of human curiosity, resilience, and an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. This story, my friends, is not just about a scientific achievement. It's a journey across the cosmos, a testament to our relentless pursuit to understand our place in the stars. Let's delve into this cosmic saga, where a tiny piece of technology on the moon becomes an emblem of our quest. The hero of our story is NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, a marvel of space exploration, orbiting our moon and pushing the boundaries of what we thought possible. In a moment that seems straight out of a science fiction novel, this orbiter, with precision and grace, bounced a laser off a small mirror on India's Vikram lunar lander, part of the Chandrayaan-3 mission. This historic event is not just about breaking records. It's the beginning of a cosmic dialogue between Earth and the Moon. A conversation that started when we aimed for the stars and, quite literally, hit the mark. Now, let's turn our gaze to the Moon's surface, where the Vikram lander sat. This lander, though silent after facing the Moon's harsh realities, continued to play a crucial role in bridging our world with the enigmatic lunar landscape. It's a symbol of India's entry into the space race, marking the nation as the fourth to touch the Moon's surface. The star of this celestial tale is the Laser Reflector Array, a masterpiece of technology akin to the Swiss Army knife of space equipment. Made of quartz corner cube prisms nestled in an aluminum frame, this device is designed to catch and reflect laser beams from almost any angle. NASA's fascination with this reflector is more than just technological interest. It's a recognition that even the smallest piece can unlock a universe of knowledge. But reaching this point was no stroll on a moonlit night. The Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, like a seasoned traveler in the lunar orbit, made multiple attempts at this laser feat, battling the unforgiving nature of space. Each attempt, more than just a trial, was a step closer to success. And then, in a moment brimming with hope and determination, the orbiter sent a laser beam from 62 miles up, striking its target on the tiny reflector. This beam's round trip was more than just a journey of light. It was a symbol of our unwavering spirit to explore. This breakthrough transcends scientific achievement. It lights the path for future lunar missions, particularly with NASA's Artemis missions on the horizon. Pinpointing locations on the moon with such precision is like having the ultimate roadmap for future moon bases, landing in uncharted territories, and contemplating life beyond our planet. Retro reflectors in space aren't new. We've been bouncing lasers off the moon since the Apollo era. But this new generation of retro reflectors is different. They're not mere showpieces. They're the guiding stars for future spacecraft, enabling landings with unprecedented accuracy, once a mere figment of our imagination. As we conclude this cosmic narrative, let's remember, this isn't just about technological feats. It's a story about our inherent desire to reach beyond our earthly confines and touch the stars. Every laser beam traveling through space, every piece of data whispering the secrets of the cosmos, is a reflection of who we are, a species driven by curiosity, forever longing to explore the unknown. NASA's successful laser experiment with the Vikram lander is not merely a milestone. It's a reminder of our collective potential as we gaze up at the night sky, dreaming of worlds beyond. As we prepare for future expeditions, let's nurture this spirit, always eager to unravel the mysteries of the universe and comprehend our role in it. In this odyssey, we're not just uncovering facts about our cosmic neighbors, we're discovering more about ourselves as explorers, dreamers, and eternal wanderers of the night sky.